But first up on the programme, Northern Ireland's two most senior police officers have been cleared of allegations of criminal activity and misconduct in public office. Chief Constable George Hamilton and his deputy Drew Harris were investigated by the Police Ombudsman. Now, it followed complaints over the conducting of a bribery inquiry by the PSNI. Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton and a number of other officers have also been cleared of all allegations against them. I want to speak to the most senior of all of those people, who is, of course, the Chief Constable, George Hamilton, who's on the line. Chief Constable, good morning.
Good morning.
You must feel a sense of relief this morning, Chief Constable.
Yes, I've described it to other people as relieved but not surprised. We had confidence in the integrity and professionalism of that investigation into suspected bribery and corruption. We did the right thing. And we did it to a high standard. So with all the scrutiny and the accountability that comes with an ombudsman's investigation, we were confident that we would get to this day. But it is a relief, Frank. There's no doubt about that.
How embarrassing is it for the PSNI that most of the complaints were made by a retired PSNI assistant chief constable?
Well, embarrassment is not the word. I think we have a... There's a certain sadness, but there's also a pride that we have acted without fear or favour, that we have acted with integrity, that we have shown by our actions that no one, including us, none of us, police officers, current serving or retired, are above the law. And, you know, former colleagues were investigated. There was decisions taken not to prosecute them. Those decisions were for the prosecution service. We were happy that we fulfilled our responsibilities without any fear or favour, and the due process has run its course. And there's a degree of sadness around the involvement of former colleagues and friends, but it is what it is. Our job is to act with impartiality, to go where the evidence takes us, and to do our duty. That's what we've done.
They have no case to answer, as you've said, and I'll restate that. And you use the word friends. You feel you've lost friends as a result of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly these were the complainants against myself and other senior officers were former colleagues and people who we would have spent many years working with and would have considered them friends. So there is a certain sadness around all of this, but when you take on jobs such as these senior appointments within the police and serving the public, you have to set all of that aside and just simply do the right thing. We have acted with integrity. We haven't allowed previous positive relationships to hamper or influence how we did our duty. We have acted with integrity and professionalism in all of this, and that has to come first before personal relationships.
The Ombudsman examined how the PSNI, led by you, investigated allegations of bribery and fraud in the awarding of contracts for police vehicles worth around £15 million. The fact that you have to carry out an investigation into something like that reflects very poorly on the PSNI.
No, so you need to rephrase that because I don't understand the question.
The fact that you have to carry out an investigation like that reflects poorly that there would be a question mark at any point over the awarding of contracts for police vehicles.
No, I think what it shows is that we're a public body, that we've got strict controls and high levels of assurance in place to make sure that all of our procurement processes are done properly, are done with integrity, done with a high level of ethical standards, and that we have mechanisms for people who have concerns about the integrity of any of that to come forward and to confidentially provide information. That's what happened in this case. No one was prosecuted for any criminal offence. The complainants in this are innocent. There's been no prosecutions. They have not been convicted of anything. I accept that. But I also have to point out that the Ombudsman has said that he is entirely satisfied that our investigation into that suspected bribery and corruption was lawful, was proportionate, was necessary, was evidence-based, and was intelligence-led. There's a full vindication of our actions in this, but nor do I believe that this should be taken in any way as a negative issue for PSNI procurement processes. Indeed, the opposite is the truth. The safeguards, the controls, the protocols in place to make sure that procurement is done with integrity and that public money is spent properly all show that the system worked. That's why we've got to this point that we're at today.
How stressful was it the last number of months? How stressful was that process for you personally, for the likes of your deputy, Drew Harris? But for you personally, how stressful was that as Chief Constable?
Well, I'm not going to pretend that it was a pleasant experience to have lots of public noise and commentary from former colleagues, the complainants in this case, about calling into question our integrity. But, you know, that's part of the rough and tumble of public life, and that's one way of looking at it. Another is that we're no different to the many dozens, perhaps hundreds, of constables, sergeants, officers of all ranks in this organisation who are the subject of ombudsman's investigations. And we're not even negative about that. I mean, I often say that accountability is a good thing, even if it's uncomfortable at times. So this whole process has shown that the accountability infrastructure actually works. It's independent of us. Yes, it's intrusive. It may not be comfortable, but it is actually good for confidence in policing. We have cooperated fully with the Ombudsman's Office. We have had nothing to hide, and that is the same for many of my colleagues who, doing their duty every day, happen to attract complaints, some of them because mistakes have been made, some of them because the complainants are vexatious, frankly, and some of them where we have just got it wrong. But actually, it shows that the system works. Accountability for policing is good for confidence in policing. So whatever, you know, slight uncomfortableness I and my senior colleagues have had over the past year while this has been rumbling along, it's no different, actually, to what front-end officers face day in and day out. And I'm very proud of the work that they do. And the fact that we have been able to sample some of the stresses that they face day in and day out through complaints and ombudsman's investigations perhaps isn't a bad thing.
You say it's good for confidence in policing, but is it good for confidence within policing, within the police service of Northern Ireland? Is it a happy place, the police service of Northern Ireland, or is it rife with division?
Well, I try to get out once a week, at least, to visit officers on the front end. And I find that an exhilarating and exciting and uplifting experience because I see dedicated public servants who just want to do a good job keeping people safe and behaving in a way that they can be proud of. So I'm immensely proud to lead this organisation, and I get my inspiration, I get my buzz from the men and women in the police service of Northern Ireland who are out there every day serving communities and acting, as we have done in this case, without fear or favour, in a fair way, in a way that represents our values of fairness, courtesy, respect, of embracing accountability, of working with partners to do collaborative working to make communities safer and stronger.
And so this morning you're taking a deeper breath than you would have been taking over the last number of weeks.
This morning, this is a relief that we have got to this point, but not a surprise. I had every confidence in our professionalism, in our integrity, and I'm so pleased that that has been verified, vindicated by the police ombudsman, and that we have been exonerated.
Okay, Chief Constable, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the Chief Constable of the PSNI, George Hamilton. It is coming up on 19 minutes past 9. Good morning.